We're celebrating our harvest here in our church over this last few days, and we're so thankful to God for his goodness to us throughout another year. Harvest, of course, is a testimony to the faithfulness of our God. God has promised in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, that as long as the earth remaineth, summer and winter, seed time and harvest. And here we are, all of these years, centuries and generations later, able to testify another year to the goodness and the faithfulness of God. We can say like the prophet Jeremiah, "Great is thy faithfulness." Even whenever there's unbelief in our hearts, our God abideth faithful. The things of the harvest are seen many, many times in Scripture. And the law of the harvest is outlined in the Epistle of Galatians, chapter 6, from verse number 7, where the Apostle Paul says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." There it is, friends, the law of the harvest. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, sometimes people treat God as if God is stupid, and they deceive themselves in doing that. Sometimes we seem to have this idea that we can sow and we can sow and we can sow, but we're never going to reap. There's never going to be a harvest for the lives that we have lived. And somehow our thinking that we get away with everything, and it doesn't matter how we live, it doesn't matter what we do with God's word, it doesn't matter what we do with God's son or how we respond to God's law or the invitations of the gospel, we are deceived and we mock God by treating God as if somehow he is stupid. And yet he's the all-wise, all-knowing God of heaven. And this verse clearly says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, there are three simple thoughts that I want to leave with you as we consider this little verse of Scripture. First of all, you reap if you sow. If you sow, you will reap. You will reap if you sow. Now, if you don't sow, you won't reap. That's the law of the harvest. But if you sow, you will reap. You will reap if you sow. And yet the reality is that in our lives we are always sowing, either for time or for eternity. And the Bible says that there's going to be a day of great reaping. The Bible speaks about the final harvest. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 13 that the harvest is the end of the world. And the challenge today is, what are we sowing? We will reap if we sow. And then the second thought is very simple and also very obvious. We will reap what we sow. It's impossible to sow grass seed and reap something other than grass. It's impossible to plant an apple tree and to get the apple tree to produce oranges. It's impossible to plant potato seeds and reap carrots. There's some things around us here, you know what that is? It's an onion. Somebody planted a plant that was an onion plant, and what did it bring forth? It brought forth onions. It didn't bring forth carrots. It didn't bring forth parsnips. It didn't bring forth potatoes. And there's many other things on these tables behind me. And you reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, of the flesh you will reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You can't expect to live a life of sin and then reap a home in heaven. You can't expect to live your life without God and then experience after death God's mercy. It doesn't work like that. Our lives are spent sowing, and then eternity is spent reaping. You reap if you sow. You only reap what you sow. But you also reap more than you sow. The Bible says they have sown to the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. In the parable of the sower, in Matthew 13, the Lord Jesus Christ talks about the seed that was sown in good soil and brought forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. You always reap more than you sow. We have one short life to live, and as we sow in this life, then we will reap for eternity. You might spend 60, 70, 80, 90, or maybe even 100 years sowing, but you will spend an eternity reaping. You always reap if you sow. You always reap what you sow. You always reap more than you sow. Let's live in the light of eternity. May God bless you today, and may God write his precious word upon each and every heart. Thank you for listening, and to see you, God willing, next time.